He is Robin Leach. He is Jada Markin. This is Car Keys.
Okay, for this show, it's about the car show, which I went to with a couple of friends the week that it was going on in New York. And through a few early observations was that it was much less well attended, at least the day I was there, than I have seen in past years going on. It's been off the charts for, 2 years, Jay, I think?
Yep.
And they resurrected it this year. There was a lot of pre-discussion by some people that I talked to about there being a predominance of electric cars there and fewer fossil-fueled cars because of the coming electric car revolution, which we talk almost always about on this show. That was, to a degree, fairly true. There's certainly a lot of coming electric cars from makers other than Tesla. Tesla does not come to the shows and has never been to a show that I've been to that I know of, and they don't really need to. Audi, BMW, Mercedes all have got vehicles coming to the dealers, if they're not already there, with certain electric models, none of which I saw as being in the affordable price range of what the general public will need to have available if they're going to make a big inroad onto our roads. Kia and Hyundai did have electric cars there. And their models, Jay has made some comments about how impressed he is with them. I got a chance to ride in the Hyundai version. And it is indeed an impressive electric vehicle. Of course, riding in them is somewhat an artificial situation because the show is indoors, except for Jeep's Jeep Mountain Center, which is outside before you even get in the front door. And so you get in with a driver for Hyundai, and you drive around a track one loop, and then you're off so the next group can get in. All electric cars are very quiet. That's one nice feature, I think. But what I found about the Hyundai electric car that should be arriving at dealers, according to the press people for Hyundai who were all over the place, there was excellent legroom in the rear. I happened to sit in the back seat while my friend sat in the front seat. It's in the $37,000 to $55,000 range. They had three models running around the track. We were in the luxury model, which was, I think, stated to be around a $57,000 or $58,000 sticker price before state and or federal incentives, which will still be available on Hyundais and Kias and some of the upstart major makers until they sell, 250,000, Jay, or is it it's somewhere in that neighborhood, unless they extend, the federal government extends the federal mandate to try to stimulate sales. On the fossil fuel car side, there wasn't much new to really see. There are updates of technical features. I didn't see much of the you wanted to know about the BMW electric. I unfortunately am not a big BMW fan, I think it was there, but I didn't go over and look at it, so I can't tell our listeners much about it. Overall, the show was, we got there at 10:30 in the morning. It opens at 10. I've never seen such an empty floor space at that time frame. By the time we left at 2 o'clock, there were a lot more people there. But the show is definitely diminished in size from past years. Jay, you have some questions?
Well, I think you've gone through them. I I did want to know more about the BMW. I've seen a lot of press coverage on the new 7 Series BMW, which is the top of the line luxury model, full size car, and I think interestingly they use the same platform for their internal combustion engines, hybrids, and fully electric versions. They're all built on the same platform.
And Audi is doing the same thing with BMW's platforms for their electric cars, too. This is all that goes on all the time in the automotive industry. They're trying to simplify the construction of different lines of cars on a single or maybe a double platform architecture, which makes a lot of sense.
Most manufacturers have the same platform, but usually the platform for an electric model is very different than it is for an internal combustion engine.
Well, that's true, simply because
Mercedes, Audi,
batteries are down on a floor pan or something underneath the car, as opposed to the exhaust systems, the drivetrains, drive shafts, and gas tanks and the like. But somehow they're getting, some of the manufacturers, as you're suggesting, are making it possible to build either kind of vehicle on the same platform.
So let's talk about pricing and affordability for a second, because we keep seeing, for instance, the price of Tesla. Remember when the Tesla Model 3 came out, the whole idea was to have a $35,000 electric car, which seemed very unlikely at the time. And as time went on, Tesla got away from that $35,000, and we're now in the $50,000 range to get a Model 3, and in the $60,000 range to get a Model Y. And that may seem a little over the top or a little outrageous, but let's not forget that cars overall have increased in price, and it's not totally out of whack compared to the average car price these days, which
is in the 40s.
Gone from, we were in the 35,000, 37,000 last
2 years ago.
Yep, and we're well into the 40s now. And if you look at the price of cars, they have become insane. But saying that people have been priced out of new cars is not totally true, because we are selling a lot of cars, and a lot of cars in the $60,000-$70,000 range. I mean, you're looking at pickup trucks that cost $75,000 to $90,000, and it may seem outrageous or insane, but they're selling, and they're selling everyone they can. And the fact that production has been limited, it's a market, market force where, the prices of goods has gone up, and
that is definitely true. On the day of this show is done, I did hear a news item in the morning en route to the recording session, and there's a news item out there that says that it's a possibility that the chip makers are going to return to needed production levels, earlier production levels, sooner than has been forecast over the last several months. Well, that remains to be seen. But, the cost of the fossil fuel cars has indeed gone into the 40s. I'm not sure that makes them affordable for a lot of people that are listening to this show. But what is also happening is that financing terms are being stretched out to 9 years, 8 years, I've seen, for some trucks, for some of the truck makers. I don't know whether that's going to get that way for the general, passenger car lines or not. But the technology costs have not come down. The technology costs are keeping these prices or raising the prices of these average sale prices of the cars that we're talking about into the 40s from the 30s. It's forced people to go into the used car market, and the used car market had record sales year last year.
People should stay out of the used car market if they can. I mean, unless you're selling a car and you're not planning to buying a used car right now is just crazy.
I agree with you. Prices are going to come down, I think, on those. And so some people are going to get caught having paid probably a bit much or a bit too much for used cars that they may buy. The only good thing about most of those used cars is that they are built better, as we have said in shows, than they've ever been. The cars that were built that are in the used car market have been built better than cars ever have been built, and they last a lot longer. And no longer do you sit there and have to worry about a car in general reaching 100,000 miles and starting to be a repair pit, which is the only saving grace for people who are buying used cars versus new cars. Certified pre-owned used cars are probably a little bit a safer bet than just buying them off of used car dealers around the countryside, because the warranties of pre-owned, certified pre-owned cars are a significant part of some of the cost of those cars, but they're a significant advantage to people who buy them, especially as the mileage creeps up and items that are warrantable under the new car warranties are warrantable under the certified pre-owned warranties, which could be costly things like front-end steering mechanisms, bearings, and other items like that, which, you know, could cost in the neighborhood of, $500 to $1,000 or more if they were to break down between, let's say, 30 or 40,000 miles, which is the general new car warranty, although powertrains, I guess, are 5 years, 60,000 miles.
So let's just still remember, though, that, used cars, cars in general are built much better than they ever were.
I just said that.
But maintenance costs are still there. I have a Subaru that's got 140,000 miles, and it needs an exhaust. It needs exhaust work. I mean, brakes, exhaust, shocks, tires are still consumables. Are still items that are going to have to be addressed, right, no matter how good the car is. So those costs are still there, and they, you know, they start appearing at around 100,000 miles. They may appear a little later than they used to, but they're still there. A
right.
brake job is, can be anywhere from $500 to $1,500. We know what new tires cost, so those costs are still there. So, again, I think right now, first of all, it's a seller's market. It's not a buyer's market. If you don't need to buy a car now, don't buy a car. I mean, I hate to say that, but that's the way things are. The new car market is down for the first quarter of 2022 relative to 2021, and mostly because there is we keep saying this, a supply shortage. The inventory of new cars has dwindled from, several million to, I think, roughly 600,000 new cars available on lots across the country, which really is not a lot of cars.
Not for inventory, that's for sure. The manufacturers are achieving sales gains at some levels because they're building to order now, and they're prioritizing the building of cars to those that are pre-ordered by owners through the dealers. Ford is a big player in this round, and I think Chevrolet is too with their trucks, GMC that is, across the board of their vehicles. So they're providing the vehicles that are coming to the dealers are in many cases pre-ordered, therefore pre-sold, and so are not going to sit out. They're not going to get off the truck and end up on the lots because they're going to end up in the owner's hands as soon as the prep's been done and then registration's been gotten and the like. And while that stays this way, inventories will not grow a whole lot, as you have just noted, which leaves little out there in relation to what usually is there for new car buyers to see when they're cruising around looking for a new car. There's a Chevrolet dealer in New Canaan, Connecticut, which I visit regularly to see. I go by regularly to see and look at their inventory. And they've got a big, actually, and it's probably off-lease, relative inventory of Suburbans sitting there. But they're used. They probably have 30,000 miles on them or not. I do not know what the prices are for them. But they're devoid of new able to be bought pickup trucks and Suburbans available in that mix that's sitting on their lots in New Canaan.
Speaking of Suburban, I've been seeing
lots
around
them.
The city, you see a lot of, you know, quote-unquote black cars. A lot of them are Suburbans or the, you know, Yukons, GMC
right.
Yukons or Cadillac Escalades. And a lot of those new vehicles are powered by the new inline six diesel Duramax engine.
And you're a big
I've walked by them, and they are extremely quiet. And that's it's an interesting vehicle. Just a little side note.
Well, you have noted to me in other conversations that diesel is a very efficient engine, and as we know. Gasoline-powered suburban-level vehicles do not get very good mileage, whereas the diesels probably get in the 20s, which is significant. Is a significant boost over the fossil fuel versions of those cars.
So
they do use gas, the fossil fuels. So
I
diesel, even though it's higher priced, is still I don't know. Probably comes out a little bit better in the economics of operation.
To switch gears a little bit, I don't know if you noticed this weekend around the tri-state corner here, a lot of BMWs on the roads, and they were a lot of people were going to an event at Lime Rock on Sunday. So Lime Rock Park has partnered up with a company called FCP Euro, and FCP Euro is hosting a bunch of I think they have seven events this year at the track, and they've had a couple already on Sunday. So these are not racing events. These are car shows, and they are themed. Each event is focused on a brand. So this past weekend was a BMW event. I could not make it. I saw the cars on the road, and I have a friend who was there who said the place was jam-packed. And there were a lot of interesting cars. I think the next event is, I think, a Porsche event mid-May. So something to look into. Go to the Lime Rock Park website. I don't know how much tickets are, but it's just a fun way of seeing cars up close. I know they had a Ferrari event a few weeks ago. They had a BMW event this weekend. And there are, you know, another half a dozen events still this year. So,
well, I'd just like to add that it is far more lively, and that's just it's always wonderful when there's activity.
Yeah. There was a race of some kind going on, or an event on
Definitely.
Saturday at the track too.
Yep, that was a Porsche Club event.
Oh, okay.
I think the car shows are just interesting. I mean, people like car shows, and there are a bunch of them across, you know, everywhere, really.
Well, speaking of car shows, New Canaan has annual car shows in the middle of the town of New Canaan, and I went to it last year and reported briefly in this show that it was an amazing event in numerical terms and variety terms of what was there, from vintage Alfa Romeos to the modern cars. This year it was over a particular weekend. It happens at Sunday, and it opens at 8 o'clock in the morning and is usually run its course by 12 noon in terms of the participants who actually bring their vehicles to the show, and they're parked all over the streets of New Canaan, Connecticut. This year, sort of like the auto show. I spent very little time this year. I just cruised through New Canaan to see whether it looked like it was equally well attended by both the participants and the public at between 8 and 9:30 in the morning, and it seemed to be much thinner than normal. It does not mean that interest in cars is diminishing. I just think that people may be actually just sort of worn out a little bit about cars. I don't know that people who like to go to car shows get worn out, but it's just an observation in that. But you're right. Car shows are held all over the place. I think it's great the track has got this event going on a Sunday, because, of course, we know they can't race them. But what a way to attract people to cars. Are they single? You implied that it was a single mark event, and it was BMW's day for this.
Yes, And it's on the Lime Rock website. It was a, I don't know if there were any other cars, but it was a BMW themed event. I don't know what it takes to register a car for the event. But obviously there were a lot of people there. I mean, I saw them on the road. I mean, most people drove their cars there. And I just looked at the website. They have a few pictures, and it looked like it was a good event. I mean, wow. I crossed I don't know if you remember that, Robin, the original BMW 2002 Turbo, and it had the turbo written, 2002 Turbo written
on the back,
backwards,
right?
So that you could see it coming in the mirror and read the...
They were very square.
It came out in 1974. It was one of the first turbocharged engines. Anyway, a piece
good,
of history.
Good for Lime Rock and good for the people who love them.
All right, we've got three.
Go to them. They had a nice day for it.
And we've got about 3 minutes left. Before, a couple of years ago, Jay, you went to something in Connecticut. I don't know whether it was southeastern Connecticut.
Yeah, last fall, the show in Greenwich. That's in the fall.
But there,
like the new Canaan show.
Where was the? I don't recall it being Greenwich. Maybe there's another one that you were quite surprised at the number of people there. And
yes, absolutely. I know you're referring to the, and I forget the name of it. It's in the summer sometime. It's at the polo field in West Hartford or somewhere around there. Fantastic event. I'll inquire about it and talk about it more as we get closer to the date.
Right, just because you were so pleasantly surprised that you were. It turned out to be not at all what you'd expected, and far more wide ranging. And so I think it's worth mentioning.
Okay.
All
it's
right.
A fundraising event. It's a great event, actually.
Do we have any new safety things to talk about towards the end of the show? We can regurgitate all the stuff we keep talking about.
I'm going to leave it just with thoughts and a question, really. Statistics show that, and you know, part of this we know that, you know, teenagers are more involved in crashes than more experienced drivers. But also, and this is a question: why are women less likely than men to be involved in crashes and deadly crashes? I mean, if you look at the statistics, there are a lot less women involved in bad crashes, and I don't have the numbers up.
I'll give them credit since I experienced a new woman driver in my family who is by far the best of three drivers in this family that are between 25 and down in age. This young lady is very intent on stopping completely at stop signs, and her thing to do is to stop and count to three before she pulls out, and she looks both ways. I've driven with her. She's very conscious about speed limit, attentiveness to speed limits, and if she goes over the speed limits, does not seem to, in my experience, exceed 5 miles an hour over a posted speed limit in the roads that she drives around on, whether it's on something like the Merritt Parkway or 95, and I've been on both with her, or on the local roads of Fairfield County where she lives. I think women are probably more tuned to driving in a safer fashion than men. Would you agree or disagree, Jay? I don't know why, but they seem to be if they're involved in fewer accidents.
I'm going to leave it as
yeah,
a
question. I just wouldn't touch that with a barge pole.
Okay.
Plus, you've got 11 seconds left, 9, 8, 7. He is Robin Leach. He is Jay DeMarco. This is Car Keys.